Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, how I love him. Oh, how I love him. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Oh, sweet wonder. Oh, sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to be and to see and to be in another day. For this day was not promised. When we went to sleep last night, there was no guarantee that you would allow us to rise this morning. It was no guarantee that you would allow us to wake up with our right minds. It was no guarantee, Lord, that you would allow us to rise with a reasonable portion of health and strength. It was no guarantee, Lord, that you would breathe the breath of life into us just one more day. But as we assemble ourselves together this morning on our early morning prayer line, Lord, we thank you for being that guarantee of all guarantees. We thank you for another opportunity, God, to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. We thank you for the very air that we breathe, oh God, that you have breathed into us this morning, the breath of life. We thank you for calling us, Lord. Yes, some of us allowed had our alarms to wake us up, Lord, but if you did not allow us to hear the alarm, Lord, we would not have woken up. Or, Lord, if we were not breathing or yet alive, Lord, we would not have been able to respond to the alarm. So for those things, those little simple things, God, that we did not or were not guaranteed, Lord, we want to say thank you. But, Lord, we also want to say thank you, oh, God, for another day that you have made. And because you have made this day, God, we can rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. The sun is already rising, Lord, where I'm at this morning, God, and I can see and behold the beauty of our God. I can behold the beauty of your creation, Lord. I can behold the beauty of your commandment. God, I can behold the beauty of your promises, Lord, as you have allowed me to see another day, God, and another day, God, that I've already guaranteed with the victory, Lord, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. When you allow us to see another day, God, it's a guarantee, oh God, that your glory will be revealed in our lives, and it's a guarantee, oh God, that all things will work together for our good. If we submit to you and we surrender to your will, Lord, then your promises are assured for us. And your promises, oh God, according to your word, are yes, and in you, amen. God, there is a guarantee, God, that as long as we are breathing, as long as there's breath in our lungs, Lord, we can walk in victory, we can walk in your promises, Lord, and we can walk in the abundant life, Lord, that you have for each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, that you came that we might have life. And we don't have to just settle for those things that are mediocre. Lord, help us to get past, Lord, our mediocre, Lord, oh God, desires. Lord, help us to press towards that mark, oh God, for the higher calling, the higher prize, the higher goal, Lord, that's in each and every one of us, that you have provided for each and every one of us, Lord, that you have for each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, God, that we don't have to settle for less. We don't have to settle for just getting by. We don't have to settle for, Lord, just for making it over. Lord, but we can go for those things that we do not see, God. We can chase after those things and speak them, oh God, into the atmosphere, oh God, because we put them into your hands, Lord. Not that we can bring them into existence, Lord, but we place our faith, we place our hope, we place our trust in you, Lord. Help us to understand that no matter what we need, God, you are a God that can provide it, Lord. We need to understand, Lord, today and help us, Lord, that whatsoever state we find ourselves in, we can find ourselves to being content, Lord, if our minds are stayed on you, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord, that there is nothing absolutely too hard for you, Lord, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask for or think, God. There are no limits, God, to your promises. There are no limits, God, to what you would do for those that fear you, Lord. For who? The one who gave us your very best, Lord. You gave us Jesus Christ as a ransom for our sins. And if you were willing to give your very best for us, Lord, that means that you're not willing to withhold nothing from us. So we don't have to fear, God, that every day that you allow us to rise to see a brand new day, God, you are not willing to allow anything to separate us from your love. And if you have that determination, Lord, and if you have that, God, desire, Lord, we should also have that understanding, and we should also have that desire, God, to know that nothing, God, shall be able to separate us from your love. So, God, I'm determined today to not to allow anything to get in the way of you loving on me completely, Lord. Tribulation, God, heartache and pain, God, things are high, things below, God, things beneath, God. I'm not willing to allow any of those things to separate me from your love. So I desperately chase after you this day so that I won't stop you from loving me. Oh, God, so that I won't cause things to get in the way from me receiving of the love that you have for me. Thank you, God, that you are such an awesome God, that even when I'm in sin, God, you still love me. God, I want to say thank you. Even when I'm undeserving, Lord, you still love me. God, even when I fall short of your glory, you still love me. But, Lord, I'm not going to allow those things to get in the way. I can't allow those things to get in the way. Because when I'm separated from you, Lord, I'm not connected to the source of my strength. I'm not connected to the one that can help me to live right. I'm not connected to the one that can help me to love right. I won't be connected to the one that can give me the victory that I need on this day. The enemy tries to come in and steal, kill, and to destroy. He tries to come in and lay seeds of discord, lay seeds of doubt, lay seeds of foolishness and chaos, Lord. And sometimes we grab hold to those things and we fall short of your glory. God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now. Your son died on Calvary's cross, Lord, so that we might be free from sin. No longer do we have to allow ourselves to be bound by the chains and the destruction that comes with sin. No more, God, do we have to allow darkness to overcome us and overwhelm us and to separate us, Lord, but we can call upon you, God. We can ask you to forgive us, Lord. You said if we would just confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And not only that, but you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness. You would take our sins, oh God, and you would throw them into a sea of forgetfulness and remember them no more, God. So, God, the enemy, he'll come in and say that we have fallen short, Lord, and we're not worthy of your promises, Lord. But lo, you stand at the door and you knock, Lord. You said if any man will let me come in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I'll come in and I'll eat with you. I'll come in and I'll hang out with you, Lord. And that's the type of God that you are. So, Lord, if there's anything in us that will cause us to be separated or disconnected from you, we ask that you forgive us right now. Forgive us of sins of omission. Forgive us of sins of commission. God, forgive us of all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us today, because we need your glory to be fulfilled in our lives today. We need your glory. God, we can't make it without your glory. God, we can't make it without you, God, on our side. God, when we lean into our own understanding, we find ourselves leaning upon things that are unlike you. We think they are stable. We think they're going to undergird us. We think that they're going to help us, Lord, but they fail us each and every time. But, Lord, you remain the same. God, thank you for being an unchanging God in a changing generation, changing world. Thank you, God, that you remain the same. Your word declares that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You remain that God that spoke everything into existence and shaped us and formed us, oh God, with your wonderful, mighty hands. You remain the same God that saved Israel over and over again when they found themselves in the cycle of sin. You are the same God that promised us that after your son Jesus died on the cross and would return back unto you, that you would send us a comforter, you would send us a friend that help us to understand all truths. You remain the same God that told us, oh God, that you don't like those things that are lukewarm, but you would rather that we'll be hot or cold, and that you would see us yet again on that great and mighty day. You remain the same God that you have spoken, that has been spoken about in the word of God that we read here and there. But Lord, let us not just read your word here and there, but we desire to know you more intimately. So Lord, hide your word in our heart, Lord, because we can't be victorious. We can't make it in this day, oh God, if we don't know who you are, if we don't understand your promises, and if we don't understand your word. Lord, let us not be deceived, oh God, because and allow sin to get the best of us. Because, God, when we allow sin to get the best of us, our destination is hell. Our destination is the lake of fire. But you told us, Lord, that you want us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you. And to do those things, we cannot be conformed to this world. Lord, it's so easy to fall in line with the ideals and the ideologies and the outlook of this world, Lord, but I plead the blood over everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, this morning. Let us not be conformed to this world, but Lord, help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. When my mind is transformed, then I'm not depending upon the world, but I'm depending upon you. And when I depend upon you, God, I have a guarantee that you will not fail. You will not fall short of your glory, and you will not fall short of your promises. So thank you for reminding us who you are this morning. We pray for those that are sick among us, for you said in your word that you were wounded for our transgressions. God, by your stripes we are healed. I speak healing into the life of everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I call on the name of little Bella Nova or Nova Bella. Lord, you know the baby's name. And, Lord, we ask that you would touch her. We received word, Lord, that her breathing was a little low and her oxygen levels were a little low, but we bind sickness right now. We bind the effects of an early, oh, God, delivery right now, Lord, and we speak life. Lord, there's nothing, God, too hard for you, Lord. There's nothing that you cannot do. You are the God of the impossible, and it's all possible if we only believe it. God, I declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus that I can believe, God, that you can do it, and I believe that you can fix it, Lord. I pray for Miss Joanne. I pray for Miss Glenda Ray, Lord. I pray for the Coulter family, Lord, who have petitions before you. I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord, that may have petitions that may have not have made them known to me, Lord, but you know the hearts. You know the needs of everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, so I speak light on their behalf right now. I speak light into their bodies. I speak light into the relationships. I speak life on their jobs. I speak life into their finances. I speak life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We are the head and not the tails. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are more than overcomers, God. We are the head, God. We are the chosen generation, God. We are a peculiar people. Lord, we belong to you. And so we speak life. It may not be in our thoughts. It may not be in our eyesight. It may not be on our minds or in our goals, Lord. But, Lord, I speak your life upon each and every one of us, upon our children, upon our families, upon this day, another day that you have made. And so we love you. You are a sweet wonder. Jesus, the Son of God, can't do anything without you. So, Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way. Reveal to us the wonderful works of our God so that as we go throughout this day, oh God, we'll walk in victory and we'll walk in your power and we'll walk in your might. Brother Elliot, Lord, sent me a list. I have not been able to look at the list of petitions from inmates at a local prison that his church visits. And he asked us to pray as a ministry, Lord, because he told us, Lord, that he reminded us, hey, just know that we are a prayer ministry. Thank you, God, that people know us for our service, Lord, and not know us for our foolishness. Thank you, God, that we are known as a church that is about the business of God, about the work of God. Our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Our weapons are not protesting. Our weapons are not cursing people out. Our weapons are not doing things that the world deems okay. But our weapons are mighty because our weapons will pull down strongholds. So I pray for each and every person, each and every petition on that list from each and every inmate, God. Reassure them, God, that you are a God that hears their cries. Nothing shall be able, God, bars on the cell, God, jail cells, oh God, cannot separate them from your love. So show your love to them by answering their pleas and answering their cries, Lord, to show them, God, that you are not a respecter of person, that God, you hear to everyone that will call upon your names. And so we bless your name. We give you all the glory and we give you all the honor. Bless us and watch over us today. That your will be done, and we'll be comforted to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen.